Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. The Vikings and Lions do battle coming up shortly. First, the DraftKings Extra Point, where we go to Detroit for an adversarial update. Here is their talented play-by-play guy, Dan Miller.
All right, guys, the Lions have been through some tough times since we saw you last. They did manage to pick up their first win this past Sunday, and that was big because it allowed them to breathe a little bit and now set their sights on getting some consistency going. That won't be easy against the Vikings. Enough history here that everybody understands the type of challenge this is going to be. In the most recent game between the two teams, the Vikings really beat up Matthew Stafford.
Trips right, one receiver left, as Stafford is sacked by Everson Griffin.
The offensive line has to be better, and the hope is they will after they put up their best effort of the year against the Bears. That allowed them to run the ball a bit, opened up the field, and they got some chunk plays. All of this has to continue if they want to win this game. They have been offensively challenged for much of the year, and while they showed some good signs against the Bears in putting up 37 points, this is a better defense they'll be dealing with on Sunday. On the other side of the ball, it's not hard to figure out. Every team looks to stop the run. That's even more important when you face the Vikings. Here's what the Lions didn't do last time. They didn't slow Peterson down. And they never forced Teddy Bridgewater to make plays where it was all on him. Key to success here in my mind, make Bridgewater uncomfortable. See if you can force a few mistakes. Now, that's every week in this league, but in particular when it's a young quarterback playing on the road. It's always fun playing divisional games. Big question around here, whether or not the Lions can put together two good ones back to back. Safe travels to all of you. Look forward to seeing you when you get here in the D.